Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our newest edition of the Discover Mansfield podcast, and joining us today is Joe Solicito, who is the general manager of the Mansfield Municipal Electric Company. Joe, we are so excited to have you with us today and really to talk about having one of the lowest electric rates in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So welcome. I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Joe holds a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Northeastern University and earned a law degree from Southern New England School of Law. He has a wealth of experience, including work on energy efficiency projects such as the community solar and strategic planning initiatives. Joe has been an active member of the NEPPA, which is the Northeast Public Power Association, and he has served as a past chairman of both the Education and Training Committee and the Customer Service Committee there. He's also currently on the board of directors for the Municipal Wholesale Electric Company, and he serves as the vice chair of the Municipal Electric Association of Massachusetts. Joe has been in the utility industry for 36 years, with the last six of them being here with the Mansfield Municipal Electric Company. Joe, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I very much appreciate the opportunity to give my perspective on the electrical system here and the benefits that Mansfield Electric provides our customers in the residential and commercial industrial communities.
Well, we thank you very much. You know, one major thing that comes up all the time, especially when we talk about economic development, is the value of having a municipal electric company that offers such low rates, saving companies thousands of dollars. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But before we get into that, Joe, can you give our listeners a little bit of a background on how this all came to be with the Mansfield Municipal Electric Company?
Sure. Mansfield Municipal Electric was established in 1903. Like all municipal light plants, the community, with the existing legislation that was in existence at the time, created its own ownership of its electric company. And what it does is, it's back in the day, it started with gas lamps and lighting, and the first electric system put into the system throughout the town, usually the downtown area. We've grown since then, and in over just shy of 120 years, we're proud that we serve about 10,400 customers in a mix of residential, commercial, and industrial customers. The town of Mansfield has grown tremendously, and Mansfield Electric has provided that electric service, growing in those needs as well.
That's fantastic. And, you know, there is such a significant benefit to businesses for having a municipal electric company right in their town or city. And what I would really love to do is to have you share with our listeners the benefits that businesses have when they move into a community that has its own municipal electric company.
Yeah, it's a great perspective, Deb, on that question. The first, municipal light plants are owned by its ratepayers. Investor-owned utilities, which are the predominant server in Commonwealth of Massachusetts, they have shareholders. And so therefore, the decision-making at a higher level for those investor-owned utilities are different than a municipal light plant. Municipal light plants have all the employees that are local. We know the system well. We're responsive, and we try to make decisions to invest the monies back into the electrical system. Mansfield Electric has certainly done that. We have, on an annual basis, around $25 million in annual revenue. What we do back with that is with the board of commissioners that we have. They're all representing the ratepayers. So every profit that we get goes back into the electrical system. So we train our employees to be fully trained. We make sure that they're safe in everything that they do, so they get the proper training. And then we also invest back into the electrical system. If I can, just for a little bit, we have three transmission lines and two substations on each end of the town of Mansfield. And so we have 12 distribution circuits. with multiple switching opportunities to isolate and restore power when storms do exist. Again, all our employees are local and they know the system, and so they restore the power soon. As opposed to an investor-owned utility model, what they'll do is they have very minimal local staff, and what they do is they rely upon outside contract crews to bring them in when storms happen. By the time they have their storm crews prepared and ready, we've pretty much restored most of our customers back. And so there's a market difference in how municipal light plants respond to outages. So we have not only the local staff, but we also have other municipal light plant brothers and sisters who provide assistance to us if we need extra help. So we have a tremendous difference, and most of our customers really do appreciate the service reliability and how a municipal light plant operates differently than the investor-owned utilities.
Yeah, that's a huge value. And I think especially when you consider, manufacturing as an industry, as an example, downtime, it could be millions of dollars in profit. So in order to have a reliable organization that is committed to ensuring that things ramp back up, and to have a community that is invested in the success, I think it's really, really remarkable. And, it's a perfect segue into my next question, which is, really regarding how Mansfield is ranked one of the lowest electric ranks in the Commonwealth. I mean, you have been, number two. There were times when Mansfield, has always been in the top five of the lowest rates in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for the commercial electric rates. And can you share with our listeners how you're able to keep those rates so low?
Yeah, and that's, another great perspective on municipal light plants. So the way the municipal light plant process works is that, everything we do is always for our customer base. We have 23 employees, full-time employees from Mansfield Electric. We maintain the system. Every dollar that we collect is always, like I said, reinvested back into our training of our employees, the safety of our employees, making sure that they're responsive, all the ancillary equipment and tools needed. And then also from the standpoint that everything we do is towards that end of it. So with affordability and why we're able to keep rates so low is because we reinvest back. We don't have shareholders to respond back to. So from that perspective, there's not that factor in place. So every dollar is spent is back to the municipal light plant operations. So from a residential customer's perspective, we could be about 2.5 times less than the surrounding communities with us, and commercial and industrial customers about the same amount. It's double, if not more than double, their cost compared to for the same amount of electricity as we provide. So we're proud of that record. Our employees are invested back in that as well. So it's not like it's a divest of interest. Everybody here is invested in making sure that we do the very best and we're responsive to customers' needs and making sure that the power's on. You mentioned about the industrial customer base. That they need to make, I always have this line, is that they need to make their widgets better, faster, cheaper than any other of their competitors. So having a responsible system, responsible utility, someone who can respond back to emergencies when needed, even when they have other needs, they need us to upgrade things, we respond much quicker than most others. So without that heavy overhead, we can maneuver things a lot faster than most other investor-owned utilities.
Yeah, that's really great. And I love the fact, Joe, that you touched upon residential, because as you know, Mansfield has been ranked one of the best communities to live in the United States. And yet, even with that ranking, the factor of low electric hasn't even come into play. So you think about it, I mean, that's just one extra benefit when people are considering moving into a community, because if you're saving on your electric, that provides more funding to put into other things that provide more value to the family in other areas. So I really love that you weaved that in. In terms of a business, What do these lower electric rates translate into terms of savings? You know, like how much are you able to save companies annually on electric if they move from Mansfield to Mansfield from other areas such as Boston, Worcester, or Cambridge, just as examples?
Sure. I mean, that's we're very proud of our rates. And we've done this not just recently. This is something that's been a long track record for Mansfield Electric. But, you know, from a small commercial basis, a small mom and pop shop, they can save just about, on an average customer basis usage, is about $300 a month comparatively to other communities surrounding us. For a medium-sized industrial customer, they can save roughly about $3,000 a month. And for a large industrial customer, when you talk about a large, very large industrial customer, like 2.5 megawatts of load, they're saving about $150,000 a month on electric for the same electricity. Again, we're proud of that record. We work hard to every decision we make, not only for ourselves, but the Board of Commissioners. Everybody's involved in this, and we try to make the most the most decisions that affect the benefit of the service of the customers to be affordable and reliable. Make no mistake about it, municipal light plant, there's a lot of things that we do besides rates and reliability, but if we don't do those two things well, then things go south quickly. So we do other things as well for the community and for our customer base, but from a standpoint of those two primary factors are the driving force of everything we do for capital improvement, for operations and maintenance costs. Everything we do is towards affordability and reliability.
That's great. You know, just thinking about the largest, you know, maximum savings for some of these large companies, and $150,000 a month can translate to nearly $2 million a year and $1.8 million. And if I'm on the board of a large public company that does manufacturing at that level, and we're looking to move to a different community, that would certainly make me think about Mansfield and try to look for some development opportunities. So that's really significant. And then you go to the smaller and mid-sized companies, and everyone knows that every amount of savings really adds up, and especially with benefits escalating, health insurance escalating, and other areas, you just really need to find ways of saving. And certainly, if you can save on your electric, it can go a long way to the overall health and viability of your balance sheet as a corporation. So I think that's really good. You know, there's no question that over the last couple of years, and we've seen these, we've seen huge storms and electric outages, all across the Northeast, not just in Massachusetts, but all along the East Coast with ice storms and bad weather situations. And you've touched upon this a little bit, but can you tell us, how reliable is Mansfield's electric service, but also, how do you prevent from having long-term outages due to bad weather and storms?
So, there's two parts of that answer. The first is, how do we measure up against other utilities? There's a national survey that's done. It has about 300 utility responses, and how we respond to outages when they occur. And there's all kinds of metrics. There's like a dozen metrics that they use to measure a utility. And they do it by class size, they do it by number of customers, they do it by the region that you're in and the customer bases that you have. By all the metrics that are listed, Mansfield Electric is 94% better than most than all the other utilities in the Northeast region. We're anywhere from 90-95%. We're consistently lower number of incidences. That when the incidences do occur, the amount of duration that the incidences, how long they last out of power, and the number of incidences based on major events, and also. So from a standpoint of, we've won the System Reliability Award of Excellence about 7 years since they've been doing this report. So we're very proud of that, and that's nationally recognized. So we're very proud of that. We also have received the RP3 Award, which is promoted by the American Public Power Association. That's a national of all municipal light plants. And the excellence for the RP3 award is based on four disciplines. There are about 100 some odd questions that we have to fill out for this thing, but there are four disciplines: on reliability, on safety, on workforce development, and then system improvement. And Mansfield Electric has progressed to the point where we are the second highest level of all municipality plants in the United States, and just some small factors away from the top level. So we're really proud of that award as well, because it goes towards the whole, you know, objectively speaking, we think we're pretty good, but how do you measure up against other national utilities? So I think we're pretty proud of that record. The second part of that question is that how do you prepare for storm events when they do occur? There's one thing I always tell customers, that we can't guarantee you to have no power interruptions, because they will happen. Again, as I said before, we have three transmission lines and two substations, each on each side of the town. We have 12 distribution circuits, and the multiple switching opportunities to isolate and restore power as soon as possible to as many customers as possible is a great advantage in how we respond to storms. Having the local crews local, and they know the system well, they can immediately respond quickly. So how do we prepare for storms? So what we do is we check all our stock. We make sure we have proper equipment and tools that are needed. We make sure that we have our mutual aid lines available. So in other words, if we know that the area of southeastern Mass is going to be hit, then municipal light plant crews from the northern part of New England will come down and help us if we need to. It's a great advantage when that happens. And also we provide assistance to other areas when the storms are hitting them. So having a lot of outside crews availability to us as well is very helpful. All our guys are know that they work tirelessly. Other utilities, not to throw too much shade on them, but the fact is that they have limitations of how many hours they can work, and it's all contract crews. So their agreements are very limited in when and how they work. And our guys, I say our staff, all of our operations staff is immediately responding and will work as long as it needs to until all our customers are back in. So it's a very, very incredibly well-disciplined team that we have here. One last thing that we do to prepare for storms is that we also get our communications systems working, not only of our phone system and web and social media. Every time there's an outage, a major outage, I should say, which affects more than, you know, a handful of customers, what we'll do is we'll put a message in the phone system. We put a message on the on our webpage. It's also linked to the town webpage. And then through the town of Mansfield as well, they have a social media accounts at all the various social media applications. And so that message is broadcast out and pushed out to all customers who sign up for that. So it's actually very helpful. It gives, you know, updates regularly where we are on the status of the outage and our anticipation of restoration time. So we do our very best on every basis, and other town departments help us as well when needed. So town of Mansfield is a very special place because of the fact that we have such great cooperation from everyone involved.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, you know, really nice, thorough answer. And it's really helpful to our listeners to understand, you know, what goes into preparations, how do things happen behind the scenes, because, you know, they see it happening, but they really don't have that inside perspective. And that was really, really helpful. I also just want to take a moment to congratulate you and the department on your recent awards and national recognitions, and to really thank you for your leadership, Joe. You know, you've been a really valuable part of the Mansfield Economic Development Team. You've been on many, many site visits over the past couple of years, and really getting to know some of the companies that have been coming in and looking at the town. I know you do a wonderful job at celebrating the businesses that are your customers annually, and really make it so that people feel really good about what Mansfield has to offer with respect to energy. One of the things that I would just like to ask is, so if a company comes in or is looking at Mansfield, is there an opportunity for them to get at like an energy cost analysis if they were to bring in, you know, their electric bills or give you the wattage that they're currently using in other communities? Is that something that you do?
Yes, actually we do. And we try to meet with our regular industrial, I call them the key accounts customers, on a somewhat regular basis. The pandemic has kind of put that, kind of dampened that over the past couple of years. But we're hoping to do a business kickoff breakfast, if you will. We usually bring in speakers, either from a technical side or from the municipal side, and kind of give them a rundown of rate analysis and so forth. But every now and then, prospective customers contact us, and they're thinking about moving into an opportunity of a facility that they'll want to move into. And I always ask them to bring in, give us a copy of your electric bill or last year's bills. And then what we do is we give them a rate analysis tool that we've built and kind of show them the same amount of electricity. Here's what you billed there, and here's what you would, if you were here, here's what that would cost. And they're astounded at the difference. So it's real. It's not just something that we just put on a piece of paper, but it's real, and the savings is real. And so that helps in them preparing for that. And if there's one extra thing that I can always throw in there is that obviously they need employees, and Mansfield is strategically located, obviously in the 495, Route 95 in southeastern Mass area. So it's accessibility is a great factor, but then affordability of employees, the technical base of employees knowing what they have to do to produce the company's widgets, and then be able to for them to live affordably here.
Absolutely. And I, if someone is interested in getting that rate analysis, we would most likely want to make sure that they mention that with the economic development team, and or I'm sure that you would be more than willing to speak with them directly if they were to reach out to you. I know that your email is on the website as well as your phone number. So are you comfortable with companies reaching out to you directly if they're considering a potential move to Mansfield and are interested in getting some kind of an electric rate analysis done?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Joe, I just want to thank you so much for participating today and joining us. I know that our listeners will be walking away from this much more knowledgeable in what Mansfield's able to provide from an energy perspective, and I'm sure a lot more appreciative of all of what Mansfield Municipal Electric is able to provide to both the business and the residential community. And as you start preparing for your wonderful celebration that will be coming up, it would be great to invite you back for another podcast, and maybe we can also include your keynote speaker for that event and perhaps talk a little bit about the exciting agenda that you're going to have and some of those great companies that you're going to be honoring. So we thank you so much, and we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.